Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis. Hapasuk Shebesheleg. We're now going to discuss some additional coloring. Sometimes the white, any of the four whites, have a mixture of red mixed in with them. And this, the Tana Kama, Rabbi Shmuel, refers to as pasuk, this mixture. Hapasuk Shebesheleg. When you have red mixed in with the whitest white, the snow colored white, is resembles kiyayin hamozuk b'shelet. It is like wine that's mixed in with snow. Hapasuk shebesid, that which is mixed in with sid, with lime, kedam hamozuk b'cholov, is like wine that's mixed with milk. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. These are the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Now, the Tosfos Yom Tov asked the question, by Sheleg we mention it's like wine mixed in with Sheleg. But by Sid, it says it's like Dam mixed in with milk, not with Sid. So he explains simply that snow by its nature mixes with Yayin. It's soft and porous. Limestone whitewash is hard. So, in terms of using lime as a mixture, you're not going to get it to mix well with red. So, you have to go to a different substance to explain what the color that we're referring to is over here. So, that's kedam hamozuk b'cholov, like blood that's mixed in with milk. Then you'll get that appearance of a mixture that would be equivalent to patoch shebe besed, of mixture with the coloration of limes, of whitewash. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, adam dam shebezeh shebezeh. Now Rabbi Akiva uses, instead of patoch, the word adamdam, which is, by the way, appears in the parsha, adamdam, which is a bright red. And the Melechi Shlomo explains why Rabbi Yishmol uses patoch and Rabbi Akiva uses adamdam. Most, even though the Torah speaks lengthily in Parshas Tazrin and Misora about the laws of the goyim, nevertheless, most of the halachas here, it's a very long mesechta. Most of the halachas are Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Shebal Peh, one person learned from his Rebbe, or his Rebbeim, and it's a mitzvah person to use the language that his Rebbeim used. So apparently Rabbi Yishmael's language used, Rebbeim used the language of Patoch, and Rabbi Akiva's Rebbeim used the language of Adamdam. So Rabbi Akiva argues and says, the Adamdam, Shebezeh Shebezeh, both in the Sheleg and the Sid, is kiyayin hamozuk b'mayim, is like wine mixed with water. However, elishel sheleg aza, since snow is a brighter white, there will be a brighter red also. It's a strong, bright coloration. Vishel sid diya bimenu, and the mixture of yayin mozuk b'mayim will be a dimmer mixture. A duller mixture than the mixture that would duplicate the damdam shebesheleg. That's Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel introduces us to concepts that we really haven't had yet. I mean, if you're familiar with the parshas, they will be somewhat familiar to you. But the Mishnah brings us into a whole group of concepts in which the colorations that we've discussed are important. Arbua maros o'elu mitztorfim zeh mizeh. These four colors are mitztorf one with the other. The Rav, as well as the Ravid who argues in Rambam, the Rav is forced to say that we're not gores arba these four colors, but me arba maros halolu mitztorfim. But from these four colors, some of them are mitztorf, because the two avos are mitztorf, and the Ov with its Tolda is a Mistarev. But an Ov with the Tolda of the other Ov is not Mistarev, and the two Toldos are not Mistarev. However, this Mishnah, without the change, Girsa's change, Mi Arba, but the Mishnah as we have it, Arba Moros, fits in well with the Rambam Shita. And the Rav mentions Rambam here. There's a Rambam Kosav, Kol hadalad maros mitstorefim, that all four colorations of white or shades of white are mitstoref. Ben shteya toldo zuim zu ben avim toldo sheno shalom. He doesn't give the reason. The Rambam gives, just mentions the Rambam's shita. So the arba maros elu mitstorefim, they join with each other zeim ze liftor to find the person not to be a mitzorah, to be his potter, ulahachli, to find that he's the total mitzorah, or lahaskir, which really should have come before lahachli, because it's a secondary stage, although sometimes hachlot is immediate, that's why alita comes first. Ulahaskir, or to say that he goes on and waits in abeyance for another week, until the coin comes back and decides whether he's potter and he can go, he's tahar, or whether he's muchlat. So the mission explains: Esa omed b'sof shur rishon liptur. Now, if a person comes to a coin with one of these white marks, and it's a sign of a problematic sign, it's a sign of tiras. So the Kohen tells him to wait. He's a sogur. He's shut at home for a week. B'sof shur rishon, and he comes back at the end of the week. And if the nega didn't spread, there was no pisoyon, and if there were no other sign of tumas haras, for instance, let's say immediately when the Kohen comes to visit the person who asked him to come, the mitzorah, and the Kohen looks at him, and as he's looking at him, a black hair in the baharis, in the white spot, turns white. He immediately is mukhlat, immediately becomes a mitzorah. So here, there was no situation with the hair, so it's omed b'sof shur rishon, at the end of 1 week there was no growth, increase in the size, so they're mitzoref the p'tur. Let's say it turned to a different color, even a brighter color than the one it was, but it's still, all these are mitzoref, they're viewed as the same tzoras. Now, es omed b'sof shur sheni, if at the end of the second week, and here he explains, let me read the Rav over here so you'll understand. Lahaz kira omed b'shur rishon d'ksiv v'rohu ha-kohen b'yom ha-shvi v'inei ha-nega omad b'yenov. At the end of the first week, the nega is still there, it hasn't increased in size. V'hiskira ha-kohen shivas yomim shenis. So the Kohen puts him away for another second week. U'liftoris omed b'sof shur sheni. Sho'omed b'shi'uro v'lo poso. If it remains the same size at the end of 2 weeks and did not increase in size, v'omad b'marehu, afa v'ishlo yorad l'mato mi'arba maros, even if it didn't get duller, pocho b'sof shur sheni. He lets him, he says he's tar. V'odiksiv ruha kohen oso b'yom ha-shvi, shenis, v'keyu ha-nega. Even though the Torah itself says the nega got dimmer, but Chazal tell us that it doesn't really mean it got dimmer. Sh'minan krua dafilu nishtana misheleg l'sid, o misid l'sheleg, o lo arminen nega acherhu. We don't say it's a different plague. V'chozer u'maskiru k'dchila, and we put him back as before. We make him wait another 7 days. Elok omei domi u'metayir. These are all mitzorif. It's the same plague. Even if it gets from darker to brighter, or brighter to darker, it doesn't make a difference. At the end of 2 weeks, it's considered as if it's omeid, as if it didn't spread. And the result is he's potter. He's not a mitzorif. Lahachlit es shenolad lo michya. Now the Torah speaks about another factor. I'll read the Rabbah. Let me explain first that the amichya is in the midst of the of the tsaras, of this white spot, suddenly there's a patch of raw skin, or healthy skin even. That's a sign of tsaras. And the Mishnah goes on, osir lovin b'tchila. If when the Kohen first comes, the very first time he sees this man, the Mitzora, the man has a white spot, and he sees it in the white spot, and let me read the Rav, k'shuva b'tchiloso el Kohen. First time he's brought to the Kohen, the very first time, v'yeshbo, because after all he's not a Mitzora yet, and he has something that he feels might be a problem, so he goes to visit the Kohen. V'yeshbo beheres kegris. And he has a beheres, a white spot the size of a gris, either a dime, penny, or a nickel, or however we hold. Umichis boser kadosha, brubas betoch mekoma beheres machlut miyad. And there is a michis boser, like totally healed skin, healthy skin, the size of a lentil, a square lentil though, square with four, in the middle of the beheres. He's a mukhlat, he's a complete mensora at once. And the same thing also, if there was a sir lavan, imho yeshoch, where there was a black hair before, and now he sees that there's a white hair, immediately he's mukhlat. A sir shoch that turns lavan, that turns white, in a baheres is a sign of... is a sign of complete tsaras. Now, v'lo he speak lahaskiro, he didn't say it was musker, like in front of his eyes, a lovan, and it turned, this black hair turned white, before the Kohen could be masker him, before he would tell him just wait another week, machlito miyad, he's machlit him immediately, and he has to leave chutz minamachlit, leave his house, and sit outside the camp as Mitzorah does. Of a pisoyon, but the spreading of the mach, even if it's in front of the Kohen's eyes, the man comes to the Kohen, and he sees in front of his eyes, the spaheris is getting, the white spot is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Nevertheless, nevertheless, it's not a sign of hachlota, just he's masker him. Even if it gets bigger before he's masker him. Now, Besof Shua Rishon, Klomer Ulahachlit, Kmon Ben Besof Shua Rishon, a black hair turning white, or a michya, or healed skin in the middle of the Baharis suddenly appears at the end of the second week, the end of the first week, or the second week, that will make him into a mukhlot. Liachra patur, after there was no pisoyon and no other change, and afterwards, after the Kohen tells him to go home, he comes running back to the Kohen, and he sees the black hairs turn white, he sees the michya in the tsaras or pisoyon here after he sent home, then the Kohen, then it becomes a mitzora mukhla lahachlit es shenola lo pisoyon besov shur rishon. If at the end of 1 week there was pisoyon, there was growth in the white spot, in the white patch, then he's a mukhla. But so shua sheni, if there wasn't growth at the end of the first week, but he was muskar still the second week because there was no diminution either, but so shua sheni, so he waits and there's growth at the end of the second week, and liachra patur, after we sent him home and said no, you can go home, he's there's a pisoyo and it suddenly grows, he's mukhla. Lahachlid es ahofe kulo lovon. It's an interesting halacha. The Torah tells us that if the before he's while he's waiting to see what his din is, and it turns out, let's say in the first week or the second week, the Kohen comes back and he's turned completely white all over his body, there is whiteness, not in places that are usually covered. That doesn't count. Like, let's say, the armpits or whatever. But all over his body, there's white. So that's hofa kulo lavan. That's a sign of nansaras, of cleanliness. However, after the patur, after he was told he was clean, and suddenly he turns completely white, then he's tummy. So the Mishnah says, "Lahachli des ahofik kulo lovin mitop patur." After he was told he's okay, that he's not a mitzora, he suddenly turns completely white. Then he's muchlati. He's a full mitzora. And liftaris ahofik kulo lovin mitoch hechlit. And to patur again with any of these colorations, all of these are mitzora if they're all viewed as the same color. And to patur the person who turns completely white after during hechlit, or mitoch hesker, or during hesker, which came before the hechlit, then it's a sign of tara, and he's not a mitzora. Elu maros negoim. These are the colorations of the goyim, where again, in all these situations, it switches from one color to another without the growth, or without the michya, without this heel skin in the middle, or without a black hair turning white. These are all have they all have the same din. Elu maros negoyim, shekol negoyim tluyim bohem, which all the halachas of negoyim are dependent upon them. This is a bit of a guzma, because we have later on we'll have the inyonim of nesek. If a person has a tzaras on his scalp, and those are different colors that are involved. But elamaros negoyim, in terms of regular nega, for most of the body, shekol negoyim tluyim bo.